excited you joined us here in today's lesson of the new science of physical health and the Outsmart Classroom. We're going to work on solving two problems that sound almost identical, but they're not. The biggest public health crisis of the 21st century and the biggest public health problem of the 21st century. Let's get started on how to figure that out in today's lesson right now. Everybody, we are back here at lesson number 3 about this mind-blowing, doesn't exist anywhere else in the world right now, and I know it doesn't exist. You'll hear about lesson number 3 of DocSmart. I'm almost like tripping over my tongue. I'm so excited about sharing the content in this part, lesson number 3, about the new AI teacher that I've created called DocSmart. It is phenomenal. I promised you at the end of lesson number 2 that you're going to hear about something in this lesson that is just an mind expansion when it comes to AI teaching. Because I spoke to someone who's a friend of mine, and they said, oh, I'm not quite so, you know, into the whole idea of AI teaching. When you hear what I'm about to share in this lesson about DocSmart, that is an advancement in human learning and the capacity for us to share information, you will be stunned about what it does. And guess what? I'm at the early development stage of DocSmart. It's only going to get better. So enough of tripping over my own tongue, because I want to get out too much content. And I was like, so many things racing through my mind about the excitement about what we can accomplish together. All right, here it is. The transition bell about to go, picking up directly from where I left off with episode number 2. And this is the start of episode 3. Most people never heard of that, but from the correct dose of physical activity, I've got two different frameworks, the molecular benefit map and the impact quadrant, inside my classroom that DocSmart will start teaching you about and then switch you over to the classroom, if that makes sense. But you can have conversations with DocSmart before you get there. But how would you ask, how would you know how to ask ChatGPT or any other AI language model about positive molecular and physiological health adaptations? You wouldn't, but you need to. But DocSmart's pre-programmed to do it and tell you about it. So, you know, that. So here's the other thing I said before. That I used the word clinically validated in one of the paragraphs before when I talked about the correct dose of physical activity. So the correct dose of physical activity to cause positive molecular and physiological health adaptations has been clinically validated. So here's my question. Do you know what it means when I say a clinically validated health outcome, which I already did during this lesson? How would you know to ask about a pathway to get a clinically validated health improvement of at least 30 to 54% reduction in complications from obesity, catastrophic cardiovascular events, heart attack and stroke, diabetes, and metabolic disease? How would you know to ask ChatGPT or even DocSmart how to get an improvement of 30 to 54% in reductions of complication from what I call the big four? How would you know to ask that, go down that pathway? You wouldn't know. But see, DocSmart, I've built it to send you off in the right direction to go, what is the best pathway? So, and is 30 to 54% reduction in those big four things, obesity, heart attack, strokes, or cardiovascular disease, that's one, so obesity, cardiovascular events, diabetes, and metabolic disease, is 30 to 54%, is that the best you can get? How do you know? How do you know to ask any AI technology? You don't. Is that result of 30 to 54%, 30% to 54%, is it better than medication and better than medical results? I'll tell you, inside the Outsmart classroom. And DocSmart is trained to give you guide you on the answers. See, here's the really cool thing. So that's the first thing is DocSmart, I built it to guide you in the right pathway to get the right results when it comes to improving your personal physical health status, but to give you a guaranteed clinical reduction in complications from the big four, which I've already mentioned. But here's the thing, DocSmart can teach an unlimited number of people one-to-one. It will teach them the exact, this is what, I'm blown away by this. It'll teach them exactly the things that I would want if you and I were sitting face-to-face. except I teach about 30 students at a time normally on a day-to-day basis. And even that, answering one-to-one questions the whole time, that's very hard. I generally have to answer some one-to-one, and then I bring it back out to a group setting. But see, I can't sit with 100 people at a time and answer one-to-one questions. I can't take all of the 18 different critical learning frameworks that I've built that are in sequential order across 6 modules. I can't teach that to 100 people at a time. And I can't, every single person would have a different question about it. If they've all put, if I asked 100 people in a room, put your hand up with it and get a question answered, we'd be there all night. I simply couldn't do it. Okay. I can't sit with 500 people and answer one-to-one questions. So I can't sit with 1,000 and I can't sit with 10,000. But the brilliance of DocSmart is it can teach an unlimited number of people one-to-one all at the same time, and it can teach exactly what I want it to. This colossal capability to provide this much instant feedback changes the world of teaching forever. It will advance human outcomes. The impact will be significant. And in this particular case, I know from having been a teacher in the classroom face-to-face all these years, DocSmart will drive up outcomes. It will be able to reduce, literally and figuratively, reduce the clinical risk of people having sickness, disease, and premature death. That's why I'm so excited. And I put a question in my notes here. What a unique time in history to be alive. See, here's how DocSmart will guide you. You open it up. When you get a hold of it, and right now, if you want to, there's a link in the notes here for you to go onto a waiting list so I can email you as soon as it's released. So you'll open it up and you'll enter your email and you'll get this prompt. So you'll enter your email and then a prompt will come up welcoming you to DocSmart. But then this is what it'll have. This is what it'll say. Which topic would you like to learn about first? Choose a number in your answer. Here are the numbers to choose from. There's 8 numbers. Number 1, do you want to learn about how to outsmart obesity or excess weight? Number 2, do you want to learn how to outsmart catastrophic cardiovascular events like heart attack and stroke? Number 3, do you want to learn how to outsmart diabetes? Number 4, you should know what's coming next. Do you want to learn how to outsmart metabolic disease? Now, these next ones you don't know. Do you want to learn about something called the algorithm? That's a formula to guarantee you become classified as medically healthy. Number 6, do you want to learn about the handheld metabolic analyzer that will help you to literally, figuratively, burn fat while you sleep and track it in real time? So DocSmart will ask you, do you want to learn about that? Number 7, do you want to learn about the 18 frameworks that I created, 18 critical learning frameworks? That is a step-by-step system in sequential order to guarantee you become classified as medically healthy 100% of the time. Or number 8, do you want to do this? DocSmart can answer your personal questions about health. Listen, this is unbelievable. Like, it's like layer upon layer stacked on top. It can answer it in any language you require. I was testing the beta version and I asked it a question, gave me the answer. A great answer too, by the way. Then I said, give me the same answer in Spanish. Just like that, DocSmart, 2 seconds later, had given me the same answer in Spanish. I said, give me the same answer in Mandarin. Boom, there it is in Mandarin. Then I said, give me the same answer in French. There it is in French. DocSmart writes in any language. Mind-blowing. So, for example, this is what you could do. So it can answer any personal question. You could ask, what is the best way for me to lose weight as a 56-year-old male, that's me, who is about 20 kilos overweight. That's not me. Can you create a workout plan for me? I haven't exercised for 6 years. Then DocSmart will answer you as though you were talking to the 100 PhDs and me and the AI language. So here's how it works. On the free version of DocSmart that I'll give everyone access to, you can ask it 10 personal questions. And then if you want to ask it more personal questions, you've got to go and enroll in the Outsmart classroom. And the link's in the notes here on how to do that, okay? But if you want to get on the waiting list for DocSmart and start asking it your personal questions, all those other things that I just mentioned, how to outsmart those 4 things, the algorithm, and the metabolic analyzer or the 18 frameworks. See, you choose your answer and then away you go. See, it DocSmart is built in a way that you can ask it any question you want. Like I just wrote down, I said to DocSmart, give me 20 simple questions that I can ask you that you can answer for anybody. So here it is. You can ask DocSmart things like, so I'll go through 20 things really quick. How can I lose weight without feeling like I'm constantly depriving myself? And can you please write me a specific plan on how to do this? Number two, what are some easy ways to incorporate heart-healthy foods into my daily diet? Oh, can you give me a meal plan for the next 4 weeks and the ingredients to buy to get me on track? You can ask DocSmart to do that. And here's another one. How can I manage my blood sugar levels without relying on medication? Okay. Not that you don't want to do what your doctor says, by the way. Here's what I always say. Do what your doctor says first, and anything else that's going to be of assistance to you, do that. What are some small changes I can make to my daily routine that can have a big impact on my metabolic health? You can ask DocSmart that for yourself. How can I find the motivation to make healthy lifestyle changes when it all seems so overwhelming? Go and ask DocSmart that when you get hold of it. Are there any natural remedies that can help manage my weight and metabolic health? We'll talk about that when you ask it. It's question six about the handheld, clinically validated metabolic analyzer. How can I stay physically active when I have a sedentary job? I love answering that question. DocSmart will talk about it to you. And I'm going to, it'll also talk about it in some of those other ones that we talked about, the list of eight questions that it will prompt you to get answered. How do I know if I'm at risk for developing heart disease or diabetes? DocSmart will talk about that for you. What are some tips for maintaining healthy eating habits when I'm on a tight budget? How can I stay on track with my health goals when I'm traveling or eating out? This is phenomenal. I can't even read out all 20. So it's just 20. There are literally any question you can think of. What are some healthy alternatives to sugary and processed foods that I can enjoy? How can I address emotional eating habits to contribute to my metabolic health? How can I make healthy habits a priority in my busy lifestyle? How can I stay positive and committed to my health goals even when faced with setbacks and challenges? What a unique time in history to be alive. Let me finish off this lesson. I'm done now because I just wanted to give you some more content in a short episode about DocSmart. It's so powerful. What about that? Any language. Oh, that just blows me away. It's so cool. And I even went back to Google Translate and took the Spanish, Mandarin, and French versions and put them back into Google Translate and reread it in English because I don't understand any of those languages. And it was just beautiful. What it gave me was a beautiful thing. Let me finish with this unique formula I heard about back in the mid-1990s from, of all people, an economist called Paul Zane Pilser. Pilser is an American economist. He's an entrepreneur and author known for his work on economic and business trends. He's written a bunch of books on a whole bunch of topics about entrepreneurship, healthcare, and the future of work. And he's actually considered an expert on topics such as wealth creation and the impact of technology on the economy, DocSmart. He's not an expert on DocSmart. He's never heard of that. Pilser is a frequent speaker and consultant for businesses and governments around the world. He's worked as an author and a consultant, and he served as an economic advisor to Presidents Ronald Reagan in the USA and George H. Bush, the first George Bush, and he's a graduate of Yale University and holds advanced degrees from Wharton School of Business and New York University. So here's the formula that I heard back in the mid-1990s. It's so relevant today, so relevant. Wealth equals physical resources times technology. Technology is determined by the speed with which we share information. That formula applies to the wealth of being physically healthy. DocSmart accelerates the sharing of what I call, inverted commas, correct education. Education has taken me 37 years to perfect as a teacher in classrooms in the space of health and physical activity, and then combines it with over 100 of the world's current best PhDs and converts their work into simple lessons with my help and guides you into the Outsmart classroom. You can have all the money in the world, but if it all comes crashing down, if you don't have the gift of physical health, that's what true wealth looks like to me. I can't wait for you to use DocSmart. So do this. Go ahead and get your name on, as I'm recording this particular lesson, click the link wherever you're listening to this lesson, click the link to get your name onto the list so that I can email you about DocSmart as soon as it comes out. That's what you need to do. Thank you so much for joining me at this lesson. There'll be another lesson about DocSmart because I'm going to teach everyone I possibly can. And this is a great format to do it because it goes to 93 different countries about the unique time in history and the power of this teaching tool, because nothing else in the world exists like this right now. Thanks for joining me, everybody. See you soon at the next lesson. Bye for now.